baby, 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 I'm gonna leave you. I said, baby, you know I'm gonna leave you. I'll leave you in the summertime. Leave you when the summer comes around. Calling me the way it used to do. Really, really good. be happy every single day. But now that's when it's calling me back home. Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. Hey, this is the big one. Episode 195. That's right, the day when finally your gracious host, Absolute Deicide, takes up the rightful crown of the greatest gamer of all time. Because I beat Sekiro, and I was told that Sekiro is the hardest game ever made. Therefore, I'm a god. So calm down, ladies. There's plenty to go around here. That's not entirely true. I'm old and getting it going takes some work these days. So I hope you get plenty of rest yourself. GruntFreePress.com is the website. Podcast@GruntFreePress.com. is where you can send all your questions, like what is your gaming training regimen, or you must be bored of this world walking amongst the mortals, and my regimen, my diets, mostly pizza and peanut butter, and yes, I mean the rest of humanity are petty lesser beings, I will say that. But I'll let you guys in on the journey that I took to immortality, mortality, I guess. I think that was the main plot. I think that's what the game was about, Sekiro. I really wasn't paying too much attention to that. Last we left off for Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, it seems like forever ago. we were in the Divine Realm, and I had just been transported there by a giant rope man, and I defeated the gatekeeper there when he first got dropped off, the corrupted monk, who honestly wasn't particularly difficult. For me, anyway. I mean, I am the greatest gamer of all time, after all. Just a big dude with a spear. Just to learn the patterns. The trickiest part is getting used to the range of the spear, and you can't really get right up into his face, or it seems like if you're too close to him, you won't be able to defend against his attacks at all. It's just like the tip of the spear just goes over your head and shit. But you'll still get hit by the shaft or whatever. I mean, it just seems like not a good idea to be right up in his face when he's swinging. Then of course, if you get too far away from him, you're doing nothing. You're not fucking chipping away at his health or his fucking posture or anything like that. So you just have to really get used to the distance. Fighting against spears are pretty. I always found that tricky. So you just have to get your footing down about when to get in, when to fucking make your move and shit. But once you do that, he does give you a nice long window where you can parry when he is swinging. He does swing the weapon fairly slow, when you see it, you see like the movement lines or whatever, just a line coming off the spearhead, and just fucking, you know, hit the block, the LB button, just for right when it gets close to you, like a fucking normal parry. It's pretty slow how he swings. It's just kind of offbeat a little bit. You just have to get used to it. That's not too hard. Then on his second form, he starts phasing around as like a ghost or something like that for a while. And you're not going to be able to hit him when he's doing that. But he can hit you, of course. So that's when you can take advantage of the grapple points that are on the trees that are lining the bridge that you're fighting on. And just keep, just keep fucking moving like that. You know, move it around, fucking grappling. Just grapple, fucking all over the place so he can't hit you or hits you less anyway. I mean, like, fucking, it's pretty, I was pretty safe doing that. He hit me maybe like once, but seemed like the way to go. And then, you know, after a while, he just kind of settles down and goes back to his normal form, where you can just go back to fighting him normally. And then the third phase, he switches it up a little bit, and there's a worm, a giant like centipede thing that comes out of his neck that will start spitting shit at you, which will cause terror, the terror effect. But should have the purple gourd, or I think it's purple or blue, maybe. Whatever it is that fucking you can buy, just pretty much gives you infinite. Well, I mean, it's like a limited use thing, like a healing gourd, but it helps with terror. So chug that bad boy if the terror meter starts building up, and not that big of a deal. I mean, like terror at that point. So and then you enter that's him. That's the corrupted monk again. Didn't have too much of a hard time with them, a couple tries maybe, but then you enter the divine realm proper, and yeah, I've got to say that's the this area here, the divine realm, easily the best part of the game. If the rest of it was laid out, if the rest of the game was laid out like fucking like this, where, you know, it was just like a standalone level, perfect size, you can see. Like, you can just look and see the entire thing, like, every part of this island or whatever you want to call it. Like, this section is fucking laid out from just about anywhere you look. With this, you know, it's just landmarks everywhere you can look up and see, like, a fucking, like, a mountain or a fucking, you know, tower or whatever, and fucking a lake and all this shit. Just fucking very, very nice, very impressive. I was fucking laid out, designed very well. So, and there's fucking cherry trees everywhere. You know, it's beautiful too. Just a giant lake in the middle of it. And, you know, there's kind of like a puzzle to the whole thing. How you're going to move around, because if you try swimming in the lake, which would make it easy to get to every part of the fucking map. You try doing that, and you can swim like underwater at this point too. And there's a ton of shit down there, and, as soon as you step in the water, you'll get shocked and just pretty much die immediately. So it's like, what the fuck's going on? Why is that happening? And he can pop up and take a look around to see, and you can see there's like a guy, like the, where it's coming from, there's a guy on a cliff that's shooting lightning bolts at you. So it's like, all right, so I gotta find a way to go around the lake and, you know, take care of that guy, you know, fucking kill him, and then I can fucking, you know what I mean, he can fucking jump in there and have free reign pretty much of the entire map. So, I mean, that means making your way through some ruined buildings that are inhabited by these Lovecraftian squid men. And, yeah, if they spot you, they shoot magic at you that causes a new status effect that you haven't seen before, called enfeeblement, which is, this one's not really a bar, I don't think, that fills up, but it's pretty much instant. I guess there is a bar, but it's just real, real quick. Like, once you start getting hit, like, it's fucking fills up real quick. I don't think there's a way to fucking defend against it. It just pretty much, like, happens. Well, yeah, once that bar fills up, though, I don't think there's a cure for it or anything. You just you can wait it out for a little bit if you can survive a couple minutes like that. But yeah, the squid guys will run at you and they'll tackle you and suck the life out of your penis. It is enfeeblement is a neat effect too, where it turns you old, essentially, where, you know, Wolf is, like, hobbling along, using his sword as, like, a cane, like, hobbling, you know, like, fucking, like an old man, and you can, like, try to attack like that, but it's gonna be, like, super slow and useless. I don't think there's anything else in the game that gives you that effect. Like, I think it's just in this area, just these particular enemies, these fucking, those squid guys. So, like I was saying, like, you know, the going to this divine realm is pretty much like exactly what I wanted, you know. It was what I was hoping for. Like, I hope there's like unique shit in here that you're not going to see anywhere else. This fucking, you know, I think pretty much every enemy more or less is unique, or, you know, vary, like they vary them up a little bit. And again, the fucking just, it looks completely different, and yeah, it's fucking really impressive. So it's also the area that feels the most like Tenchu, you know. It's the most stealthy area in the game. the stealth aspect of Sekiro just really like hits its stride here, where before it was basically what you're trying to do is like, yeah, I'm gonna try to take out you try to take out the strongest enemy in a group from stealth, and then it's fucking like after that it's like, yeah, I'm pretty much just gonna be in a fight afterwards, I guess. Here, because you definitely don't want the fucking squids there even having like a chance to see you and fucking like react to you. You have to be very methodical. Like, I have to take those guys out, like every one of them in an area. I got to take them out before I even start like doing like a normal fight. So, you hug the walls, you peek around corners, maybe possess another enemy so he'll run into the room first and like get their attention. They'll start attacking him and you can come up behind him, you know what I mean? So it's pretty tight. I mean, the way this level is designed is fucking so good. To the entire area, I kind of wish the game was like the entire game was level based like this, you know, rather than all the backtracking and getting lost and confused. Because yeah, the Divine Realm isn't actually like the last level in the game, where afterwards you have to go back to like the main game world you were already in. Only it changes to like nighttime and some shit changed around, but you know, it's still the same map afterwards. You know what I mean? So like fucking like, oh, I wonder what's after this. Maybe something even cooler. It's like, oh no, I'm just back into the same shit I've been in. It just fucking looks a little bit different. Yeah, we'll get to that. So. In the Divine Realm, right, you have to cross a bridge over the lake to get across, and this a big fucking giant fish, a giant carp fucking breaches the water, and it destroys the bridge. So, it very much reminds me of some dragons have a habit of doing in those their Souls games, kind of. You know, we just fucking like see it pop up for a second, just kind of like fucks you, you know what I mean? Just fucking like gives you a little jump and then it's fucking like gone. So yeah, you have to make your way through some ruins to get to the cliff, with the lightning guy there that's shooting the fucking shit in the water. And like, yeah, I mean, that's like a big moment, like getting there, but it's just cool. They don't even do like a boss fight. Like killing him is not even, he's not even like really a thing. It's just like some guy, you know what I mean? You can fucking like hit him a couple of times and he'll die. So, I mean, the tough part is making it there, where it's, you know, it's a long stretch that's filled with, ranged enemies that are kicking bombs at you and fucking guys with spears, which again are pretty difficult to fight. Dogs that shoot lightning bolts out of their mouths. Really, like, that's a fucking thing. There is a counter to the lightning, where if you jump up in the air and you attack, like, right when the lightning hits you, as you know, it's like a parry almost, like, right when it hits you, you can attack, and you can absorb it in your sword and, like, shoot it back, but it's not the easiest thing in the world to pull off, so you're better off just charging the fucking dogs and stabbing them. Like, that's a much safer way to go about that. And then you fight the dragon. There's an actual dragon, which is a very cool boss. And I will stick to my guns here and say that nothing in Sekiro is really that difficult combat-wise. Until the last boss, it was really fucking nearly impossible. But first you're facing a fucking a dragon, right? The electricity dragon. But he's not the last boss, obviously. It starts out with a couple dozen dragon-shaped trees you have to take out. Who they all have the face of a certain somebody from a certain other series, a dark series, you might say. So they have a little fucking like callback to for the fans there, for the Souls fans. I thought that was kind of cute. I'm like, but when I saw that, I'm like, oh, well, there's gonna be like a huge twist here where it's gonna be, you know what I mean? It's gonna completely turn into like, is this gonna be like end up being tied into Souls completely? But then fuck, like I don't know, dude. Again, I wasn't really fucking paying attention to the story. I'm sure there's some kind of lore there or some shit, but I'm like fucking like, oh, it's kind of cool, dude. That they have this fucking the trees of the face. I don't know the guy's fucking name from Souls, but the fucking long neck dude, giant fucking guy pops out of the hole in the first one or whatever. The fucking floppy ears like that, dude. Kind of goofy, he almost looks like Jar Jar Binks, but yeah, it's the face of these fucking like dragons and shit. So it's, you know, it's also kind of like a callback to that Bloodborne fight where you had to drop down the hole and there's a bunch of fucking like spiders, I think, that you had to fucking like fight, you know, dude, with like spiders. You're fucking just a big mob of them. You had to keep like trying to clear them out to get to the main guy in the middle. I think that's what happened, but Bloodborne for some reason doesn't really stick in my memory. But so you have to like mow down these trees, and they're grouped up where you want to, you know, kind of like take out the ones along the edges. Otherwise, you're going to get surrounded by them, and they'll start spitting poison at you. So, pro tip is you don't want to be poisoned by dragon trees. Though honestly, at this point in the game. You probably have enough fucking like antidotes and shit in your inventory. That's not really a big deal if you get poisoned. It's fucking like, oh, that sucks. And fucking, as long as you have like the shit in the quick select inventory, it's fucking like I can just pop an antidote and I'll be fine. So yeah, I mean, it's not like the dragon tree things are really that hard at all. But yeah, you kill the trees and the dragon appears, and he's a big boy. Yeah, fortunately, it's not like a straight up toe to toe fight or anything like that. There are more trees you have to deal with, but these ones don't attack you this time. they're friendly trees where you can just grapple to them. You have to do that to avoid the dragon's attacks, and you'll see one of the trees will start to glow like yellow or whatever. As soon as he's swinging like that, it was like five of them or something, just grappling like one to the other in a line back and forth, like avoiding the shit the dragon is doing. Then you get to the glowing one and a fucking a bolt of lightning will fucking hit the tree as soon as you like get near it. So you're supposed to do like, you know, jump up and do your lightning counter and fucking parry the fucking lightning and shoot it back, aim it at said dragon, and you know, there you go. You do that like three times or whatever, and it's a crispy critter right there. So then you go back to the normal main fucking level, like the land of the castles yet again. I was gonna say, it was just like the same map, but it's nighttime now, and you know, there's a war raging on between these red armored shinobis and the regular castle guard that you've been fighting the entire game. Pretty chaotic in the castle itself, or, you know, it's like fucking like, well, that stealth isn't really a thing anymore. It's just fucking like just fights going on constantly. And yeah, I mean, the two groups will fight each other if you let them. And I ran across a couple NPCs that, it seemed like there was a quest or something where they're like, oh, can you help us defeat the fucking, you know, help us, you know, the castle guard defeat the shinobis and shit. But I tried that. I'm like, fucking like, well, there's, you know, there's a bit, like the big like clashes where there's like a dozen on each side. I'm like, well, what if I just, you know, target the shinobis and thinking I could use like the guards as my allies in like some of the boss fights or something. Like, oh, maybe they'll just like continue on through the castle and like fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I can, they'll attack like the bosses and shit that are coming up, but it doesn't work. Or I can, if I can find out how to make it work. I was pretty fucking trying it quite a few times and just like, oh, dude, I nailed it. This fucking, you know what I mean? Killed all these fucking red dudes before the fucking guard, the castle guys even got there. They're just like, but then the, as soon as the shinobis are dead, the other guys just start attacking you anyway. So, you know, what a bunch of fucking cunts, lying pieces of shit. So, I think you can completely skip most of that, like, all that shit. Like, almost like the entire fucking, like, war that's going on in the castle. Because, you know, there's a secret passage you have to find that'll take you to the, like, right to the final boss, pretty much. Like, it was very, you know, where you fucking go back in there. Well, there's fucking all the sculptor's idols are like blacked out. You can't use them, so you have to kind of like go outside the castle first and make your way through again. But you can just fucking run, you know, run right through it if you really wanted to and get to the passage. It should be pretty easy, but you know, it's me we're talking about here. So the main path to go to the last spot, that was like the very last place that I found to go. So I fought fucking every boss, like every optional boss in that fucking area too, without even knowing they were optional. Yeah, and instead you can get into a fight with a twin of the big sword guy from like Harada Estates. Only this time he breathes like fire instead of poison. So, I mean, but it's pretty much the same fight. So the pro tip there is, you know, don't get set on fire. But, you know, of course, you have the red gourd with you at this point. So, again, if it's like, oh, I'm on fire, oh, let's fucking take a sip of this, and I'm good. So, not that big of a deal at this point in the game. And, again, it's just the same fight you did before. So, and then you come up against a good old-fashioned Dark Souls-esque, if you will, giant flaming demon boss, the demon of hatred, which is what my mother used to call me when I was a wee lad. And yeah, this is when the game finally gets fucking like difficult again, where I was saying like, I don't think anything in the game is that fucking hard. But yeah, these last two fucking bosses are just ridiculous. There were a couple points before where it was a learning experience, you know? You know, like a push test to make sure you know the game's, like, mechanics, it seemed like, of, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, I fucked that up, oh, I tried, you know, try to get better, try to learn to fucking stay, you know, again, like, stay near the bosses and, you know, try to parry and all that. That's what the game's trying to teach you. And then, like, once you get that, once you get over that hump, it's like, oh, the game's not that hard, and fucking, like, all right, I can do this shit. But, yeah. The Demon of Hatred's a fucking, that's a fucking wall. Like, I may have, referred to some of the previous bosses like, well, you know, the game's easy, this, you know, this guy's kind of like a wall, then you get past it. Like, I might have called the other bosses walls, but that was kind of a mischaracterization, like comparatively to fucking this shit. Yeah, those were more like speed bumps, and this is like a rebar enforced fucking concrete wall, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's brutal, the Demon of Hatred. Yeah, you get a big flaming demon full of hatred. He's got very long range, quick sweeping attacks that will take about like at least half your health if he fucking hits you with it, with anything. He's got three health bars you have to take down. I don't think there's any way to get like a quick chunk out of one of them. Like, you know, most bosses, you can fucking whatever, do like a stealth attack or some shit and just take one fucking bar right off the bat. So you're just facing the last phase of them, really, but this is fucking, like, I don't know, dude, like, you have to just do, like, a straight-up fight, you know, and there's no fucking, like, tricks, no, like, I don't think there's any, like, I don't think there's any prosthetic or anything like that that's gonna score some, like, easy damage. Like, I was experimenting with a bunch of shit, just fucking, like, no, I think this is just a straight-up fight. You just have to fucking go, just you, you by yourself in an arena. With a giant demon of hatred. So, you know, it's hard to describe exactly why it's so difficult. Thinking about it now, I can kind of like picture, like, all right, well, I know what to do. I know like the safe moves he does where you should move in and attack him and shit. he does like a three hit combo from mid range where, you know, he's got like two horizontal swipes with the sword, and then the third one's like vertical, and when he starts doing that, like that's when you move in, because that's the vertical one is like a lot of startup time to it. Yeah, you know, you just fucking like stay out of range of the first two swipes. Just fucking, you know, swipe, and then fucking like, all right, he's rushing, and as long as you're close enough to him, he's not going to hit you with the third one, you know, the last one. And he even gets like staggered if you hit him in the head a few times, like on that, you know, when he's doing the third strike, the Street Fighter Alpha. Third strike, Street Fighter 3, whatever. But you fucking that's the big one you want to go for. But on the other hand, if you fuck it up, you know, if you're in like too close to him when he's doing those fucking, or the first two strikes, like it's gonna hit you, it's gonna fucking again do like half your fucking health, or you know, if he hits you while he's doing those first two, it's gonna hurt. If you don't get close enough by the third one, it's gonna hurt. But it just gets to the point where it's fucking, you know, it's just fucking like, well, you know, I get hit by like whatever. I was down on the ground for the first two hits, but it's like, yeah, I gotta go in. Like he's either gonna fucking, you know, you're gonna hurt him or it's gonna hurt you a lot more. So by the third strike, just yeah, try to get the fuck in there. That's the big weakness there. So yeah, you know, a lot of it's just like offbeat too. Like he'll jump up in the air and he'll do a belly flop. And that's it. That'll send like a blast wave that'll push you away. But you have to wait a few seconds after he lands, and then you can jump up. It's not like an instant like reaction of like, all right, he hits the ground, you jump up. It's like he hits the ground, you have to wait for like the couple seconds, then the blast wave comes out, then you have to jump up. And then he has like a grapple point on his head that you can swing to, and that'll avoid you from being knocked back and shit. And that's not even like a weakness, really. It just like keeps you in like the good range of him where he's not going to do some bullshit, you know? If you get too far out, he throws fire at you and all you can do is run away from that. Another problem is the uneven ground that you're fighting on, which is an issue in a few of the boss fights in Sekiro, where, you know, he'll he'll do like an attack that you should be able to easily avoid, and it might even look like he did, like fucking like, all right, I got out of the way of that. But if you're on like a slight hill or something like that, it won't register your movement, really, you know what I mean? So it's, or like his sword will clip through the hill or some bullshit. And you're constantly running around in fucking like circles the entire time you're fighting them. So there's like, it's not like that you can really do like a deliberate strategy of like, oh, I'm going to be on the higher ground or like whatever, or I'm going to have him like, you know, fucking, you know, it's just fucking like, I'm just constantly running. It's just kind of random of where I am when he's going to do the attack. So it's kind of like fucking, you know, I can get fucked over just by being in the wrong spot, which he didn't really have too much control over. So that is his second form. He starts shooting out fiery crosses at you, and the goal there is just to keep running in one direction, like just kind of run, circle him. But as you circle him, if you can kind of like close in the gap and, you know, move towards him too at the same time, and if you even get close to him while he's just like standing there, he's like doing like a channeling mode, like, you know, it's like his hands in the air. If you can get to him while he's doing that, you can do some good damage there too. Again, you're hoping that the landscape isn't going to fuck you over there, where you can get like slowed down by hills and just, you know, get fucked up. He also gains a move that he'll set the ground on fire, and you have to learn to recognize like that, what the motion he does when he's going to do that. And you just jump up at the right time, and you have to grapple his head again. If you don't want to get your asshole burnt, because there's no real avoiding that other than grappling him. So then phase three, the final phase, he'll throw up a wall of fire and hatred, and you're forced to get closer to him than you would want to be. And if he ends up outside of it, that makes it really difficult to see what he's doing, and he might just fucking like burst through the fucking firewall like the fucking Kool-Aid man. You know, it'll be like charging at you. You can't even fucking like see him. You have like a split second to like jump out of the way of that shit. So on paper, I know it doesn't, talking about it, it doesn't really sound too different from any other boss, but fucking, yeah, trust me, I spent a couple hours on the fucking bastard. Then once he's dead, there's a dead end where you would keep continuing there where he was. So it's fucking like, okay, it just fucking just ends. You know what I mean? It's just fucking just nothing to move on from there. You would think the final boss would be like, it would be directly after that where you'd be like, you know, the second to last guy, and then like, oh, it'll be a door or some shit and he'll just move you over. You know what I mean? Move over and that'd be the last boss. Like, that'd be cool. But, you know, of course not, because Japan, apparently, I guess the demon of hatred is optional. And I was saying, I just get to the last boss fight, you just have to drop down some fucking hole that was like a mile before him, like way back there. So then you get to the real test of skill, the fight that separates the men from the fags. I don't even remember the fucking guy's name, Ichiro or some shit like that. I don't know. But yeah, you're fighting the last boss is this human sized enemy, like one of those guys. They're notoriously difficult in the fucking Soulsoverse, where it's fucking, you know, if you see like, it's not the big fucking guys you have to worry about, it's the human sized dudes. So yeah, we're talking about fucking like Nightmare King level bullshit here, where it's fucking ridiculously difficult, this last guy. So you want to talk about having a fucking fight drilled into your head, as they probably fought this just the last guy, fighting him fucking like 6-7 hours straight, and that was my day. You know what I mean? Like fucking like, ah, oh, sit down and play fucking Sekiro, and then it's fucking like, well, I am just on this guy, this is what I'm doing today, I guess. So he's run from the sculptor's idol, enter the field full of white flowers or cotton or whatever. So you gotta press start to skip the cutscene every time you go back in. That's kind of annoying. Where you get this fucking, but yeah, I was fucking like, all right, I want to go into the fight, and then fucking like, oh, cutscene fucking starts playing. Press play, and then anyway, so yeah, you get this fucking skinny guy waiting for you in the field, and as soon as you get near him, he'll still swipe at you with an unblockable long range sword attack that's like infused with black shit. So step one is you just walk towards him to trigger that. So he starts doing is it that attack. He'll do it every time, the first shot he takes. So as soon as he starts that up, you fucking run away. But then immediately, once you're out of range, you know what I mean, you just fucking, once he swipes at you, you fucking run back in and just start spamming the attack button pretty much. This is one where you kind of have to stay up his ass the entire time. If you're going to break off, he's going to start shooting arrows at you and shit. So don't even bother trying to heal, really. In fact, if he downs you, and don't even bother resurrecting. You know, if you're down, just fucking just hit the die button. You know what I mean? Don't fucking bother wasting your resurrect. Take the death and try again, because you're going to need every fucking healing gourd you have for the rest of the fight. So, you know, he's pretty much stay right near him. Swing, swing, swing. And he has two different parry speeds, where the first one's slow. So it's where you can get in a couple more hits there. If he does like the slow fucking attack after he parries. So just, you know, keep hitting. Before you fucking worry about defending, you know what I mean? So, but if you immediately, you see him, you see like the big spark where he's parrying you, and then he does like, you see him doing like a quick counter attack, then you need to block. So hopefully parry, but again, just the entire, like his sword swings, it's so like chaotic. It's so fucking fast. It's just fucking like, well, you just gotta just keep going. Just keep fucking attack, defend, like whatever you gotta do. You know, he'll jump in the air. You need to fucking like either dash out of the way before he lands, which is not easy. I mean, the camera is a real fucking bitch when he's in the air. Then once he lands, it's going to be 50-50 whether he's going to do a thrust attack or a sweep attack. You know, if he does a thrust attack, you can counter it. If he does a sweep attack, you got to try to jump over. But it's not, again, it's not that easy of a read, really, when what attack he's doing. And it's fucking, like, really fucking fast. So I didn't have much fucking luck avoiding the sweep. But if somebody does a sweep, he should be able to jump over it and, like, jump on his head or whatever. I wasn't having good timing on that or good luck on that. So, maybe just get the fuck out of there, period. Just fucking, you know what I mean? Just fucking, like, I'm just going to, whatever, you know, I'm going to bother countering. I'm just going to fucking run and then jump, you know, get in after whatever he's doing. I can run in and just keep attacking afterwards. But the good news is you can get him in this stupid glitchy loop sometimes where he'll be trying to jump up in the air and use his bow. And when he does that, you can just slice him out, like, slice him down, and then he'll run a little bit, and he'll try doing that again for some reason. We can just, you know, just keep fucking slashing at him and shit, and he'll just be in that loop. Then if you do, you know, if you counter a couple of the thrust in there, and you can really take care of him in a matter of minutes and barely fucking take any damage. But the bad part of that is the flip side, where you can get you caught up in some fucking bullshit where he's just fucking like, oh, just a million fucking hits at you, your fucking posture breaks, and then before you can even fucking like get off the ground, it's like, oh, you're dead. And to give a pro tip reminder here, don't waste your fucking resurrect on that piece of shit on the first fucking form, just whatever. If he downs you, just fucking die and just try it again. Yeah, the second phase is probably the easiest. It just requires some patience. You also have to skip a second cutscene before you start fighting the second phase too. But he's a fucking, he turns into like a healthy fucking middle aged like samurai guy. And the first thing to do is heal up if you need to, because he's not that aggressive until you start moving towards him. But once he does start fighting you, once he does make his move, the safest thing to do is just run away, because you're a cowardly shinobi, not an honorable Ru samurai. So, I mean, the two attacks he's gonna come at you with that you want to punish, maybe like three attacks you can get in there and fucking like counter hit. The first one is the easiest, where he'll lean back and he'll like put his both hands on his sword and start like charging up this fucking attack. So run away when he starts doing that, and then he'll do like a long dash towards you. He does like this big fucking attack. And then you run back in afterwards, you hit him, and fucking, that's pretty safe. And after you think you hit him like twice, and then he'll do these three predictable attacks afterwards, where you can parry those, you know, and do like fucking like posture damage afterwards. And just watch out for the third one. The last one's a doozy, because he just goes like low to high from the ground up. So yeah, watch out for that. I didn't see that coming at first, but yeah, after like the 50th try of like doing the shit, it's fucking like, all right, counter 1, 2, and then wait a second, and 3, you'll fucking go up with the sword. You'll get the timing of that. And he also has like a normal combo where he'll go towards you, then he'll stand still and do 4 or 5 sword swipes. And yeah, you wait until that's over, and then you just, you know, rush in, you get a few hits in there, and then fucking back off. And then he also has some weak ass, easily dodged projectiles, where once again, just fucking you run in kind of like a circle, and a circle towards him. And when you see him fucking like shooting the fucking white fucking projectiles at you, and you just kind of get behind him and stab his ass. And as you'd expect, you know, if you get hit by him, it's going to fucking hurt no matter what. I mean, the key is to not get hit. I mean, you just, you know, play safe and play patient and, you know, be a pussy, be a slanty yellow pussy. Then for the last two phases, he pulls out a spear, and I don't even really know what to tell you about that really, other than fucking good luck, because I really couldn't find anything that worked like consistently with that, even after, you know, doing it over and, you know, like even recognizing the attacks and shit, nothing seemed very safe there. It seemed like I was always taking fucking damage no matter what. like with the, you know, like with the fucking corrupted monk doing that, like, you know, the same shit, just fighting against spears is tough. It's just really hard to judge the radius of the attack coming at you. You know, if you get too close to him too, he also has a short sword that'll get you with, and you can barely even see those attacks coming because, you know, he's fucking like twirling the spear at the same time. He's kicking up dust and shit. Just tough to fucking judge what the fuck is going on. And if you get too far away, he also has a gun. So the gun he pulls, it doesn't really do that much damage really. But it's enough that it can fucking, you know, it can end you if you're already fucked up and it's like, oh, I gotta get the fuck away from here and away from him and just like, you know, heal up. You're trying to get some distance to heal. The best bet to do that is to get behind this rock that's there in the field and fucking, you know, just hide behind that and just like drink it. So in case he shoots at you, the rock's gonna block it. Not safe again, but nothing is. But yeah, it works fucking more often than not. I'm just like, all right, get behind the fucking rock to heal up when you need to, and be away from it at the same time. I mean, I don't know, but I think I ended up like much more offensive fighting the spear when we had the spear than not, and that seemed to be more effective, I'd say. So I mean, you just really want to fucking end it as quickly as you can, one way or another. Like, see if you can get like a better run. If you fucking end up dying, I mean, for some reason too, when he changes into that form, like the third and the fourth final form, I think, and he pulls out the spear, there's no cutscene this time, so you can just kind of keep like stabbing at him. But sometimes I'd be able to like get him down to like 3/4 health while he was still like in like the previous form where he still has like his sword. He hadn't even fucking like switched over yet. But then other times he just like immediately bring out the fucking spear and it would hit me and fucking like send you flying and shit. And sometimes that would do damage to me when that fucking like initial spear like hit me, and sometimes it wouldn't. So I don't fucking know. It's just a very like spammy, just kind of grit your teeth kind of fight. Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to use the resurrect that you were saving, obviously. You know, use any fucking items you've got. And then, you know, the fourth form is the final fucking, his final health bar is basically the same fucking fight. Like, he still has a spear. Same shit, only occasionally he'll fire, like, lightning from it. So, you know, it might be a good time to start chewing down on those fucking eel livers that you've got. You can attempt to do like that lightning counter, I'd imagine, but I never fucking pulled it off. You could, you know, jump up and hit, you know, grab the lightning and throw it back at him and shit, but fucking like, I don't know, dude, I get hit a couple times, just fucking like, oh, shocked. I just fucking like sat there for a second, shook it off, and didn't kill me. But, you know, the best I could do was just jump out of the way of it, really, so the bolt didn't hit me at all. You know, again, this is coming from me, the greatest gamer of all time. You really just gotta just fucking, you know, just plug away at it, and any hits you get in seem kind of like random. Sometimes he'll parry, sometimes he'll try pulling off like another move, and you can catch his fucking blade in your face, or, you know, your blade in his face. I just get to the point where I just fucking like, all right, just get a ways into the fight and size up the situation where you look at his health, look at my health, and fucking like, I don't know, start again, just use items and shit. I ate a fucking rice ball. It's a very derogatory sounding item, by the way. It just heals your health and posture over time. You know, it's really good, but just, again, you just have to learn to play it enough to learn, all right, well, what's the situation? Am I going to be able to maybe do it this time and shit? Then use that. And then, I ended up doing it. Cut his fucking head off, whoever the fuck he was, and I'm pretty sure he deserved it. I'm pretty sure it was a bad guy. I don't know, again, I wasn't really paying attention to the story, and yeah, that was all Shakiro wrote. To sum it up, good game, a really good fucking game. I liked the setting, I liked most of the bosses. The Divine Realm's fucking great. The game's a wee bit janky and floaty, but yeah, I like the emphasis there on like aggression. That three monkey boss fight sucked pretty bad, and the last two bosses were the shit, and I liked them. I liked the fact they were that fucking difficult. You need to beat them to prove that you are a man, and Yeah, the level design, the cryptic garbage in there, like, that's not the best. I will say, I'm like, fucking, like, hey, I wish it was a little bit, you know, more straightforward and whatever. But, again, I wish it was either more linear or each area was more distinct at least. But, I don't know, still, I would say the best Souls game since Dark Souls 3 came out. I'd rather play Sekiro again than Bloodborne. Is what I mean by that. Or, you know, I could play fucking Dark Souls 3 again, but, you know, that would be silly. That'd just be crazy. Yeah, take a break after that. Relax a little bit. Fucking celebrate our victory, and we'll be back shortly. Tell you what's silly. What's silly is the Doom speedrunning community. I made it perfectly clear how I feel about speedrunning and communities, but you know, I do love me some Doom. So I thought, you know, if anything is going to get me to see the appeal of speedrunning, surely this video that popped up on my YouTube feed about someone beating a 10 or 12 year old fucking record on Doom, that'll have to fucking do it. Yeah, the video was fairly well produced. The narrator has like a regal British voice, excellent voiceover voice, much like me. So the greatest voiceover talent of all time. So yeah, they really go deep into the history of the record there, and you know, mathematically and mechanically how it works. So the story goes fairly early in the life of the original Doom. Someone sets a record for beating the first level of the game, Hangar E01, on they beat that level in fucking 9 seconds on ultra-violence difficulty. Now, I've played enough Doom to know that's pretty ridiculous, so I was like, yeah, I'll bite, you know, let's see what's going on, like, how they do this shit. Thinking, like, yeah, let's see what fucking glitchy, hacky bullshit that he did to get that time. But, I mean, to his credit, I mean, yeah, I figured he'd be going through, like, walls and shit, you know what I mean? Like, some weird thing where he shoots his gun and he fucking, you know, goes through a fucking wall and ends up at the exit. But, I mean, to his credit, he just kind of runs in a straight line from the start to the exit, or a diagonal line, because you move faster that way. And he just, like, avoids all the fucking monsters and just fucking, like, goes through it. And nothing really, like, glitchy like that. You know, no fucking, like, weird fucking wall hack type shit. So, it's like, all right, fair enough, I guess. But the build-up, you know, like, here in the video, like, the build-up was just like, oh, just how amazing this run is. Like, hearing the narrator, make a big deal about it. Like, oh, you know, it's thought to be the fastest time humanly possible. And the skill it takes to open the doors and wait for them to open. You have to duck right under them, right at the right, you know, precise frame to get that time. And then you watch it, and it's fucking, it's like, oh, it's 9 seconds of some fucking guy running, and it's just how fucking, like, boring and gay. Like, just to fucking, like, watch this shit, it's fucking, like, wow, it's okay, but Jesus Christ, you know, it's just boring to fucking watch. It's like, dude, it's fucking, like, Doom. You know, the game's supposed to be, like, bloody and gory and scary and badass fucking monsters and demons and zombies and shit. And, like, oh, here's this fucking meta garbage video of this, of somebody just running through the fucking level, avoiding all the good stuff. Like, what makes Doom Doom? It's like, dude, what a fucking, like, joke. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, the precision. The game is just not meant to be played that way. Technically you can play it that way, I guess, but how fucking stupid. Like, what if that was the game? If that was Doom, it was just fucking, like how ridiculous would that be? Would Doom be if that was just the game? It was like a racing game where you're fucking, like, running and just, like, looking at fucking, like, walls because you're running, like, diagonally the entire time. Yeah, they turned this fucking atmospheric horror game into, like, a sport, and it's fucking, like, it's gay. It's really fucking gay. And then the video goes into, like, oh, you know, the years that people took, like, oh, you know, groups of people analyzing that run, like, frame by frame and developing new techniques to... It's like, oh, if you do this and, you know, this technique, you can make yourself run 10% faster by holding, like, 8 keys down at the same time or some shit. It's like, dude, that's like, it's just like the least interesting, like, part of video games, like the fucking math behind the scenes. Where it's, you know, like, that's the type that all the shit's, like, supposed to be behind the scenes. And I was fucking like, oh, well, I love, like, oh, I go through these files and I look at all the code and I can see that. But it's like, dude, that's, like, the gayest shit. Like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, like, that fourth wall breaking shit. It's just so fucking lame. You know, all these guys putting, like, thousands of hours into it. And it's presented as, like, you know, this triumph of fucking, like, humanity. Yeah, I just find it very sad, really. You know, it's like the dedication to essentially, like, breaking down or just, you know, just, like, breaking this game that people made for, like, entertainment. You know what I mean? Just fucking, like, oh, you know, because of an oversight on the fucking part of the developers, he was able to do this. It's like, dude, I don't know. I just think it's very fucking, like, juvenile. You know what I mean? Just fucking, like, deconstructing something down to a level where it was never, like, meant to be broken down into, making the game do shit it's, like, not intended to do. It was just shit that takes thousands of hours of playing for, like, 20 years to figure out a fucking, like, oh, we cracked the code. It's like, dude, like, come, like, dude, this, whatever, man. It's fucking supposed to be a fun fucking game, dude. It's fucking like, oh, I found fucking, you know, 40 speed and now 50 speed instead of 40, you know, so fucking, you know what I mean? It's just that. They're showing the guy who, like, beat the record. It's like, oh, this guy's, like, you know, they show him playing old, like, deathmatch games online, and, you know, it's fucking, oh, he was a legend in the deathmatch community, and because he broke the game like that, and he's like zipping around diagonally and moving faster than anyone, and anyone that's not doing that same exploit, you know what I mean, who's not running diagonally, who's playing the game like a normal fucking person. And, you know, oh, so it's like, oh, so he was one of those people who just ruins online games for everybody else, you know. Well, it's like, oh, what an athlete, you know. So I can, oh, dude, but it's in the game, bro. You can do it too. You know, you can just learn how to do, like, run diagonally too, and fucking, like, you know what I mean? Just no. Like, that's something that would be, like, patched out probably these days for an online game of fucking, like, this game's not supposed, like, you're not supposed to be looking at walls diagonally while you run. Like, you know what I mean? They'd probably find a way to patch that out and change it. And, you know, these would be the faggots who would be, like, the ones complaining about it. Like, fucking, like, dude, it was in the game, dude. Come on, bro. It's like, fucking, like, dude. I don't know, just some level of, like, autism, or I don't know what the fuck that is, just fuck, is retarded, let's call them retarded people, really. And anyways, it's not that I'm, like, pissed off that people play games this way, and I'm just, like, pissed off that people can be that big of a fucking boring homo that they don't get bored of it before then, yeah, before they put in the thousands of hours to fucking, like, run diagonally through fucking, like, the levels and shit. I'm fucking bored by the entire concept. Yeah, I'm fucking bored of even talking about it. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, cool. You know, talking about a fucking speed run. So yeah, Trials Rising isn't boring though. And funnily enough, that is kind of a speed running game. But you know, it's a racing game of sorts. You know, a fucking sports game where you're going for times. But so it's like something like that. Like, it is intended to be played that way. And yeah, Trials, I thought it was more or less getting towards the end of it, and yeah, there weren't that many levels I could choose from on the map, but I think there still is, like, quite a bit to go, a lot more stages I haven't seen yet. I mean, the ones that I'm unlocking now, they're still at, like, medium difficulty. There's an entire, you know, this is like a world map of, you know, just an actual globe or whatever, the actual real world continents and shit, and there's entire continents on the map that are blank with no stages on them. Then if I go into the tutorial section, the same levels, like, repeatedly, and it still gives you XP, and then you have to just level up in general to unlock more shit. I think that's how it works. I'm still not entirely clear, you know what I mean? I've been playing it for a while, and it's fucking like, I don't know, I'm just fucking, like, playing, and shit's unlocking, and then the unlocks are slowing down, then I, you know, leveled up a little bit, and then some more shit unlocked, so I don't fucking know. But, yeah, Trials Rising is a good game to just, like, throw some music on, just fucking, like, go to town, and you can get that Pink Floyd, like, Wizard of Oz effect where the music lines up with the action. So, sometimes literally, where if I had, you know, Dark Side of the Moon's playing, the fucking greatest gig in the great gig in the sky is going as you fucking nail, like, these crazy jumps and shit. And yeah, racing games are really good for that. There's a game coming out today called Dangerous Driving, which is, it's another, like, Burnout revival, by a lot of the crew, I guess, who made Burnout. It does look better than the last one I played. They made Danger Zone 2. It's kind of the same. Like, that was, like, crash mode. This is more like racing mode, I guess. Yeah, I mean, they're making a big deal with this Dangerous Driving game, where it's like, oh, you know, you can use, like, Spotify. You can play your music in game. You know, play the Spotify playlist in game. Which I've gone, I'm a big fan of that type of shit. But you need, like, a subscription, like a Spotify subscription to do that. And yeah, so again, you know how I feel about subscriptions, and yeah, I don't need a subscription to shit. Yeah, I don't need a fucking subscription to anything to fucking just play my own music, which I'll probably do. So yeah, I mean, I was having fun with Trials, but when I was playing that, I was getting these graphical glitches where the sky would be completely black on some of the stages. I mean, it wasn't really that big of a deal, but I'd hit a big fucking, like, jump and get fucking, like, big air, and my rider would get up in the sky, and he would just, like, disappear into this fucking, like, black hole in the sky, this black hole sun. And yeah, that's what it fucking looked like. You know, it was fucking this weird fucking black mass in the sky, and just fucking, like, I don't know, that was kind of pissing me off. So I stopped playing, and the game's still kind of fucked up too, where I figured they would fix this, where every time I exit the game, it, Uplay says the game crashed, I'm like, I don't know, why is it still fucked up? It's been out for a little bit. And I verified the files, and I don't know, maybe that fixed the game. Maybe it didn't. I don't know. I have to play it again to find out. It's a real Schrodinger's fucking cat situation there, only with bikes, I guess, instead of cats. And, speaking of mobile games, Trials Rising is kind of like a mobile game. Somebody wanted me to play League of Legends on my phone. And, I didn't know that you could play League of Legends on your phone. Turns out you can't. And the game wasn't League of Legends at all, but instead it was an Asian clone of the game called Mobile Legends Bang Bang. But for all intents and purposes, I mean, as far as I can fucking tell anyway, it might as well be League of Legends because, my only experience with MOBAs before this was about an hour of playing Smite. And if you told me fucking Mobile Legends Bang Bang was a mobile version of Smite, I'd believe that too, because, again, as far as I can tell, these games are all fucking basically the same. To its credit, though, I mean, it worked fine. I mean, it's a MOBA. Bunch of heroes, three lanes, fucking towers, a jungle, creeps, all that shit. It took me a little bit to realize what the fuck was going on, and why I was dying in like 2 seconds. Turns out, you want your little AI guys to go ahead of you and have them get targeted and shot by the turrets and not you. Because, those turrets do a shit ton of damage. But, other than that, I was just kind of like, I don't know, dude, fucking run around, hit buttons, and I seem to be doing okay. Got MVP quite a bit. Deservedly so. I mean, I am the greatest gamer of all time, after all. So whatever, dude. It's fine for a fucking mobile version of one of those fucking games. After a while, I played for a couple hours. I'm like, it's a little repetitive. I mean, it's the same fucking, same map, same basic strategy over and over. I guess that's fucking MOBAs. That's what they are, so people like, but I think I made the right choice of, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, this is a MOBA, you know what I mean? Mobile MOBAs, bang, bang. Then I started playing Dark Souls 3 again, because fuck it. I started the new game plus for Sekiro and played that for a little bit. And I looked at like Dark Souls 3 and I just remembered I hadn't done the DLC for it yet. And that's as good as an excuse as any to like replay it. Of like fucking like, oh yeah, I was kind of waiting for the DLC to come out. I'd never get around to it. So, I mean, you want to talk about an adjustment period there, going from like the spammy, aggressive Sekiro to having like a stamina bar again and like rolling. And Dark Souls is fucking slower for sure. But I still have to say, I do prefer the Souls games proper to like Sekiro or Bloodborne, even though, again, those games are just more like aggressive and fucking spammy attacks and shit. I like being back in like the Western magical fucking fantasy with dragons and knights and shit, and having actual options to choose from, for like weapons and magic and shit. That's, it's good to be home, I guess, in the Souls versus, it's fucking like, those other games have like their own like art style and like theme to them and fucking like, but I do like, I'm just fucking, I like the traditional fucking like fantasy shit. I'm not going to go too crazy with it here this week with Dark Souls 3 because I'm pretty sure I've already talked about it ad nauseum when I first played it. And you can look that up in the fucking back catalog. I think I did like another, like I did with Sekiro. Just fucking, I was playing it for so long. Just fucking like, well, going like, step by step, going to this area. And here's this fucking boss, like the whole deal. I think I'm pretty sure I already did that. I don't know. I'm not going to look it up. I'm not going to go back and look at it. You can do it though. Playing it too, I fell right into fucking old habits, good and bad, because I do have like this fuzzy, slightly damaged photographic memory of like each area where I know there's some trick that fucked me over right here when I played it, but I'm not sure exactly what it was. Then like fucking like, oh, I can't, okay, that's what, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, it takes me a second to like, for it to click. I'm like, where the fuck am I? Where am I going? Okay. You know, that's what I have to do. I remembered exactly where the butcher's knife is. That's for sure. As much as I would like to mix it up this time and do different shit, it is tough to get away from what you know. You know what I mean? Having that giant knife is a classic. And again, the entire point of this run is to get to the DLC. And God knows how you even fucking access the DLC. It's so fucking crazy in these games. The internet, I guess, that's how I'm going to do it. As much as I'd like to, like, run around with a whip and fucking make it super difficult for myself, I'm like, as soon as I get to, like, oh, yeah, this is where the butcher's knife is, I'm just going to get the knife and use it, just because I know, like, the animations and shit, and it's pretty fucking powerful. So, yeah, I'm going to back away slowly from the podcast now, so as not to give away just how far I get into a game I'm playing for, like, the fifth time, rather than play something new that would be more interesting and original to talk about on here. But, yeah. Episode 200. Gruntfreepress.com. There should be a Sekiro review there, which will be right next to the Bloodborne review. But yeah, there's not. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Berate me for my slacktivism, I guess. I'm Absolute Deicide, and yeah, praise the rising sun.
Without.